The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Number one, everybody knows who it is. The only undefeated team. Team in the Power Five is Alabama. They're number one. Now, just behind the Crimson Tide, I assume it's going to be Ohio State. And it is. So the Buckeyes, we've talked about the interesting case for Urban Meyer's team, which after some mid-season hiccups, really hitting their stride. They enjoy beating teams 62-3. They've done it the last 2 weeks. Number three, just behind Ohio State, Michigan.
Yep. And now Clemson will come in at four.
Clemson's going to come in at four, you say? Let's see. We're seeing this for the first time. It is Clemson. So you have three and four, and we're getting a little bit of a boo here from the crowd sitting beside us in Madison Square Garden.
Now,
but right now, they have valued head-to-head. Not only head-to-head, Clemson has a better resume than Louisville. Flat out.
Not even debatable. And they beat
them. Flat out. Yeah. And they beat them.
Yes.
Washington's still sitting at number six.
So, no real surprises there, but we'll talk about it anyway. And a lot of other good stuff to get to. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we do things a little differently on Wednesdays, as you know. Wednesdays, of course, brought to you by Deep South Barrels. We put odds on everything. So when you call, text, tweet, send a strippergram, put odds on it. What are the odds this is going to be a really good show, Hoffman?
61%.
Okay. Okay. I was going to go 75. I was feeling pretty good about it. But, all right. We'll see how it goes. You didn't help any damsels in distress today, did you?
I did. My wife.
Oh, okay.
By going to do one of the things that I hate most in this world, car shopping.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I did that, and I'm a little bit poorer now. So,
but she has a new car.
She has a new car.
And she's happy.
She's happy.
Well, that's all that matters.
Is it, though?
Well, on the surface.
Is that all that matters?
Well, kind of. As long as your wife's happy.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter if you're happy in that situation.
All right. Well, I can't argue then. But, yeah, got it taken care of. And actually, I kind of got in under the wire here. So I was sitting in the, like, let's say, like, once you buy the car, like, once the decision's made, there's a long wait for them to get the car detailed and get get a bunch of stuff done. And then you're just sitting there. And so I'm sat there and prepped for the show today. And then I realized, well, I'm prepped and I still don't have the keys to this car in my hands. And my wife needed the truck, so she's got my truck, and also she's got it's got the toll pass.
Right.
And so she was gone. It was just me waiting for her car. And, not my favorite, but it's done. So that's the bright side.
And you made it on time.
I made it barely on time, but I made it on time. I kept telling the dude, hey, it's probably clean enough. Like, whatever it is right now, that's clean enough. And he was like, we just got to fill it up with gas. Normally we only do a half tank, but since we've been having you wait, we'll put a full tank. And I wanted to be like, no, just go with a half tank. That'll get me out of here faster. But,
It's still a faster process than it used to be. I remember there were times where you'd spend all day at a dealership and then you still couldn't get the car until the next day.
Yeah.
But that was 15, 20 years ago. I was surprised at how quickly, when I bought this last one, how quickly it happened. It was only about 3 hours. But, all right. Well, at least you got a new vehicle. Does it drive well?
Yeah. Pretty nice.
Well, there you go.
It's. I won't be driving it much, but, you know. Hey.
Every now and then, when she needs a truck for something.
Yeah, that's true.
So, what'd you think of the rankings?
I don't know if I was really surprised by any of it. Like I said, I didn't think that the losses changed anything for anyone except for Washington and Ohio State. And it put Ohio State back into the conversation, and it, for all intents and purposes, knocked Washington out of the conversation. Although I guess it's still at six. They're technically still in it. They've got some big games left. But nothing really changed, did it?
Not really.
I do think now it gets to that, what decision do they make when it's a, let's say it's a one-loss Louisville versus a one-loss Washington who won the Pac-12 championship? What do they do? What do they do if it's a one-loss Washington versus a two-loss Wisconsin or Penn State Big Ten champion? You know, there's a lot of questions to be answered.
Yeah, I think that's going to be I think that's what's left to determine. I still feel like, Ohio State, it's kind of a strange one because, I think you're kind of plugging them in, even though they're probably not winning the conference.
It's very unlikely.
And to have them at two, I guess, is you're saying that three other teams are going to have to do something behind them to move up. I don't see that happening. I don't think there's enough good wins out there for these teams behind them to pass Ohio State if you've got them at two now, assuming they beat Michigan, which, and then Michigan will drop, and that'll take them out of the conversation, especially if they've got John O'Korn playing quarterback.
Yeah, that's not going to be great for them.
No, but, it does it feel different to you this year? Because it certainly does to me, because it just seems like a foregone conclusion that Alabama's going to win the damn thing.
Yeah.
It's almost how I felt about the Warriors last year, and it didn't work out. So, I still would like to see Louisville get in there somehow. If you're going to take a team that has a loss and doesn't win its conference, simply because I think, but you look at their resume, and even beating UH tomorrow is not going to be what we thought it was.
Right. You know,
it's just going to be a okay.
So what's their big accomplishment? Is Florida State?
Yeah, and. I mean, how sexy is that?
It's not as good as it was. I mean, they did beat the hell out of them.
Yeah.
But it's not as impressive as it was before. I guess they've got technically they've got an SEC school left on their schedule. That helps some. I mean, UH is better than most non-Power 5 games would be, especially on the road. The problem for me is, I've seen them struggle. I saw them struggle against Duke. They could have easily lost that game. I saw them struggle against Virginia, and they probably should have lost that game. I saw them trail Wake Forest in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so all season long, or for at least the first part of the season, we talked about, on the eye test, Louisville is great, and their loss to Clemson, which was, let's be honest, kind of fluky. They lose that game, but what they did to Florida State, the way they just punked that team out, they just punished North Carolina State, and when they were playing all right, and all that's kind of gone to what have they really done when you look at their resume? And I don't know. They've got a quarterback who scores a bunch of touchdowns.
Yeah, and it's really exciting to watch.
Yeah, and
which would be, I think that'd be good for ratings. But I think things will be pretty well rated anyway, because even if you have a Penn State, that's a school with a big following in Pennsylvania, even though they're not fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no real. It's hard to make a case for them, and even if they hang 60 on UH tomorrow, it's still going to be hard to say okay.
Yeah, because now no one's looking at UH as this power that they once were.
I think what the worst thing that happened to Louisville was the SMU game. Because if UH only has one loss right now, they're still probably top 10, right on the fringes. And you could write the Navy thing off as a fluke.
Yeah.
And so you go in and
beat
them.
I mean, you can go back in the Tulsa and Central Florida and even really the Tulane game. Those weren't convincing wins.
No.
I mean, if people have been watching UH, the wheels have kind of come off that. And luckily they hit a spot in their schedule where it hasn't been rough enough to bite them.
Right.
You know, Tulane is horrific. So
yeah, that was just... I don't even know what to say about that game.
I mean,
that was just brutal.
Yeah, so they're bad enough that it didn't really affect them. You know, Tulsa and Central Florida they're not trash, but they're not good. They had those games at home, and they still barely won.
Yeah.
So I do think that the shine has kind of worn off of Houston, but you know what? I would also say that maybe UH can get it right, and maybe they can pull an upset, and that would end all this discussion, period. You know, the discussion about Louisville.
That would take them out of it completely.
I actually wouldn't mind that. You know, as someone who I don't like, everyone likes the, at the end of the, like, they like the drama at the end of,
no,
like,
you like it neat. You like it clean and neat.
I like it clean and neat. I like to know who the four best teams are and that they're all getting a chance to play for the title. I don't need a fifth team sitting home sad. And you know what? I don't even mind when you argue about the five versus six, like the year that TCU and Baylor got left out.
Yeah, and they were
I didn't care because neither one of them were the four best, so it didn't matter to me. If you get into the discussion where it's who's the fourth versus the fifth, I don't like that because then I feel like somebody could get cheated. Although, honestly, this year you might be better off being fifth because otherwise you're going to have to play Alabama if you're fourth.
Yeah.
But
hey, better to get in there, though, and get your head whacked.
You're right. So I like it to be clean and neat. So I actually would like to see UH beat Louisville. Just the way that UH has played lately, I don't know that it's going to happen. I don't know if it's even possible. But like I said, Louisville in the last few weeks has not looked like the same dominant force that they did earlier. And I know if you look at last week's score – you say, oh, they won by 30-something points. They dominated, but they didn't. They were losing that game in the fourth quarter to Wake Forest.
Which is
a Tim Duncan-less Wake Forest was beating them.
No, Duncan actually suited up.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He still has some eligibility left for football.
Well, whatever the case, I didn't see him I didn't see him on the field, but maybe I'm wrong. But it was just a weird game for them, and they didn't look like the same team that they did early in the season. And again, they didn't look that way against Duke. They didn't look that way against Virginia. And so now I'm starting to question, how good are they? Are they really as good as I thought they were? Because
early on I thought they were as good as anybody. I was saying that's the one team that I'd like to see play Alabama because they've got the kind of quarterback that could give Alabama trouble.
Yeah,
but I don't know that would matter.
I mean, right now, the way
Tom Brady's the only quarterback that can give Alabama trouble right now.
It's looking that way. So I don't know. I don't know what to expect. I don't know who's going to get in. Like I said, I would hope that there'll just be some sort of that clarity finds the situation and it works itself out. But I'm starting to think more and more that's probably not going to happen, especially with what's going on in the Big Ten. And Ohio State not going to be highly unlikely able to win the Big Ten. That's going to throw a wrench into things. I don't know what to expect.
So honestly. Michigan's loss screwed Ohio State.
It really did.
Because, yeah.
I mean, if Ohio State and Michigan were playing right now and it was a one-loss Ohio State versus a zero-loss Michigan, then it's, you know, that there would have been a tiebreaker still. But it would have been sort of like the Big 12 one a few years ago, where whoever's rated higher in the rankings is going to end up going, and Ohio State wasn't going to be behind Penn State, you know. So it really did make a mess of things.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to, and we want to get to your What Are Your Odds calls and tweets and texts, and we will do that next segment.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Man's Best Friend. My dog is a brand new dog. I mean, she was a headache. She was a hassle. It was hard to have people over at the house. It was impossible to exercise her because I couldn't take her on a walk without her pulling me along. And took her to Man's Best Friend, and they got all that taken care of. You sit down with the experts there at Man's Best Friend, the trainers. You tell them what you want to work on, and that's what they work on with your dog. When I came and picked her up, she was doing everything that I asked. They do a fantastic job. And then the first time I've used them with my other dogs, and they do great. I've never walked out of there feeling like I didn't get a good deal. Give them a call, 713-932-6709, or stop by 2331 Bingle Road in Houston. You can visit them at mansbestfriend.com. And remember, our listeners get 30% off just by mentioning ESPN 97.5. And if you go to our website, the station's website, you can register to win a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend. Just log on, register to win. It's as simple as that. That's Man's Best Friend, the professional difference in dog training. With a
ESPN 97.5. I torture you.
Take my hand through the flames. I
torture you. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds Wednesday? 713-780. ESPN is your number. I know we're going to get this question a lot. So from one of the texters, what would the odds be basically on Alabama versus the Browns or versus San Francisco? And we get this every year. And usually when RJ comes on, it's like 24 points the NFL team would be favored by. Yeah, so it's not really even. I mean, unless RJ tells me the line is 7.5, then it's really not a discussion. Because most of the time it's always 23.
Although this 24. Year, with as good as Alabama is, and we've heard RJ before say most people think this is the best team that Nick Saban's ever had at Alabama, and the Browns are on pace to be a historically bad team. I bet it's closer than most years, but it's still probably it's double digits for sure.
I think it's still close to 20 at the lowest.
Yeah,
because you still be talking about an 18-year-old quarterback going up against grown men. All right, let's try some more of the odds. Let Willie lead it off. What's up, Willie?
Hey now.
So what are the odds that the fact that Clemson was somehow kept into the top four after losing to this unranked opponent, that they get a little complacent and drop a game to South Carolina, who is playing a cupcake this week, and no doubt they're going to be, you know, practicing for 2 weeks basically for Clemson. What are the odds that they slip up and let one get away from a budding Carolina team? And what are the odds that Penn State gets into the top four if they went out?
Okay. The first part seems very unlikely to me. South Carolina has... They won a few games in a row. I mean, they got the win over Tennessee.
They're playing better, but offensively, they're just awful.
I just don't. They're not the kind of team that can beat Clemson. They're not good enough. And I know it's a rivalry game, but it's the same team. They lost to Mississippi State this year. They lost to Kentucky this year. This is not your father's South Carolina team. This is Will Muschamp's South Carolina team. They're not going to score enough points. As far as Penn State, that's what I can't project a guess because I don't know what's going to happen with those Big Ten teams. I really have no idea.
Somebody says, y'all are crazy if you don't think Ohio State wins out. They might not get in the playoff. That's laughable. When did we say that?
No one said that.
Yeah, that's...
What I'm saying is if Ohio State wins out, they don't get in the Big Ten championship.
Yeah.
And then you're talking about, are you going to let Ohio State in and leave out the Big Ten champion? That seems like it's going to be a discussion point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but that may be what happens. If Ohio State wins out, they are in. If Michigan wins out, they are in. Everybody else in the Big Ten, that's debatable.
All right, let's try Gerald.
Sports.
Sports to you, sir.
Hey, good evening, Fred and AJ. What are the odds that the Cowboys and the Seattle Seahawks have a Clash of the Titans face off in the NFC Championship? And also, what are the odds that any of your callers would know where your hey now comes from?
I think most people know that I'm a Stern fan, And that's actually a Larry Sanders reference, yeah. Pre-Stern.
Yeah, the Larry Sanders Show is what I remember it from.
Yeah. So
Jeffrey Tambor.
Yeah, I think most people know that reference. I don't know. Maybe it's over people's heads, but the Cowboys Seahawks. Honestly, outside of the Cowboys and Seahawks, unless Arizona somehow gets it together, which I'm starting to give up hope on, or Atlanta is able to maintain what they've done, which in the past they've shown not to be that team. Those are clearly the two best teams in the NFC. I have a hard time seeing anybody else in the NFC Championship. Atlanta is probably the closest thing I can think to an exception to that. But
I could see that the only I think right now I'd say it's at least a 50% chance that
those two.
Yeah, but I could see something like the Giants getting in as a wild card and doing one of their hot in the playoffs things.
True.
But right now on the surface, and we're only we're just past the halfway point, but I mean those are the two best teams, and if they both have home games, then it's going to be really hard for somebody to leapfrog them. And for as good as the Falcons have looked, they're only 6-4. It's not like they've, and you'd think they'd be 8-2 the way they were. Yeah. They were playing offense early in the season. Let's try Chris. What's up, Chris? Hey, Chris. Yeah,
sports.
Sports to you.
I find that whole University of Alabama versus the Browns team interesting. And you're absolutely right. 18-year-old kid, a quarterback, doesn't stand a chance against any NFL team. But what are the odds you take a former Alabama quarterback, someone like A.J. McCarron, now with this Alabama team? What are the odds they could beat a Browns or a 49er?
Even then, yeah. I mean, A.J. McCarron is not even a starter in the NFL. I mean, you're just – that position is so important. I don't know. I mean, it makes it more interesting for sure. And A.J. McCarron's been in the league long enough that he understands what's going on. I could see him maybe giving them a chance. But the other spot, and not just a quarterback, but along the lines, as good as Alabama is along the lines, those guys haven't seen, they haven't seen what – the pass rush of Alabama's never seen a Joe Thomas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So – it's not as it wouldn't be the same. I don't know.
And even their defensive line. I mean, those guys, as good as they are, it's. I mean, their offensive line. I mean, they're going to get manhandled. They're just not ready for it. If there are five power conferences and four playoff spots, why would the conference champion matter? It should solely be choosing the four best teams, because the committee has historically told us that conference championships matter.
Yeah.
So, that's why. 713-780-ESPN. Let's do one more real quick. About Andrew. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys.
Sports.
My literally asked question revolves around the Penn State Ohio State question. Flash forward, if Alabama wins or loses a tight national championship game, what are the odds they're still named a national champion? Since it's a head-to-head game.
Zero point zero. There's an agreement in place that the winner of the championship wins.
Yeah,
the game.
I mean, there may be if
like they may get one of the polls may do it, but
the actual established national championship that's
If I'm not mistaken, all the polls that are related, the things they're using to put together these standings have all agreed that whoever wins that game is number one. So I could be wrong about that, but
I will say this: if a two loss Penn State somehow wins the championship, even with a head-to-head win over Alabama, there will be people who will say a one-loss Alabama team was better, and they'll probably put them in that poll.
Yeah, but the reality is this is why you created this playoff.
Agreed.
Is to get away from stuff like that. All right. Tell you what else you can get away from. Paying too much for razors and having to go to the store to buy them and go have them unlock the ones you want. You can have them delivered right to your door. And I'll tell you what, man, I love Harry's. I love shaving. Now, I used to hate it, but I shave every day and I enjoy it because the quality of the razors is fantastic. The fact that they show up right there in my mailbox is fantastic, that I don't have to go to a store to buy anything. And because of that, I actually keep using new blades and it keeps my face smooth and clean. And the big razor companies, they always make these small changes and come out with the newest version, and then they raise their prices, which are already way too high. Well, guess what Harry's did? They made their razors better, and they're keeping the prices exactly the same. I love the razors before. The five-blade razors now are just incredible. Thinner blade for hard-to-reach places, textured handle for more control, and it's still just $2 per blade compared to $4 or more you'll pay anywhere else. And they are so confident in the quality of their blades, they're going to send you the popular free trial set. Comes with a razor, a five-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. Get your free trial set when you subscribe. Just pay $3 for shipping. Plus, special offer just for our listeners. Enter code BLITZ at checkout to get a post-shave balm for free with your order. That's right, a post-shave balm for free with your order. Go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the World Game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 and 9 p.m.
And we are back on the Blitz. What are the odds Wednesday? 713-780-ESPN is your number. And Glenn Davis on tonight. I want to see if we can get him in that last segment and talk about how bad U.S. soccer is.
Yeah.
That's I kind of think, and watching Twitter last night, and I follow a lot of people who are really into soccer, and they were all melting down, of course, and fire Jurgen Klinsmann. Maybe we ought to just admit we're not very good at soccer. We don't have great players. And most of the best guys, they're not playing in those top leagues like they are for these other teams. I don't know why I would expect something to be. I don't know why we expect it to be different.
Yeah.
Why do you think Vegas rankings are so different from the college football committees? Because Vegas's power rankings is based on what the line would be. And it seemed like USC right now is playing much better football than it was early in the year. Well, they got three losses, so they're not going to be in the actual rankings. But from an odds perspective, they'd be favored over a lot of these teams now. Same thing with LSU. So that's kind of – that's where that stands from. That's where that comes from. A couple people were asking, I have one play tonight. The over on Toledo is 66. The computer says it should be 76, and somebody told me it's up to 69 now. There's kind of a big difference in the price. I mean, a big difference in the odds in terms of like a 10-point difference is like 82%. When you get the lower it goes, the closer it gets to 50%. So I don't like it as much at 69, but I do like it at 66. So if you can still get that, I would jump on that. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. I was, please don't talk soccer. You have no idea. I talk to Glenn Davis all the time. He knows more than you do. So, suck it.
You're not allowed to.
Apparently not, no, because I'm not a freaking nerd about it. So, let's try Zach on a What Are the Odds Wednesday.
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, so this is coming from a Cowboys fan, but it's kind of out there. But what do you think the odds are that we see Tony Romo in a Texans jersey in the next 4 years?
0.0. There's no way they could take on that contract with what they've already got at quarterback, and they're committed to him for at least another year. And I've been getting that one a lot too. It's just kind of a, I don't know where that's coming from. It's practically impossible for it to happen. So, Christian, go.
No.
Hey now.
Sports. What are the odds that at this point in their career, Russell Wilson is a better quarterback than Andrew Luck?
I mean, he's more accomplished for sure. That's tough. I read somewhere, maybe it was a tweet or somebody said that Sean Salisbury said that Russell Wilson's a better player than Andrew Luck. Sean said that Russell Wilson was in the discussion for league MVP this year, which I think is absurd. That's tough, man. Yeah. If you give me my choice, I'd still take Andrew Luck. But I wouldn't laugh at you if you told me you wanted Russell Wilson over him. It's
I I wouldn't either. The one thing, and again, some of it's fit with the team. And Russell Wilson did not get off to a great start this year, but he was hurt. Now that he's healthy, I think he's playing as well as anybody.
But yeah, but league MVP?
Still got 7 games to play.
Yeah.
That's a lot of season left, man. And I like what I tend to listen when Sean talks about quarterbacks.
All right.
So, I don't know about MVP yet, but if that team loses one more game the rest of the year, I think you're going to have a couple of Cowboys in that MVP conversation if they go 15-1. But I don't think it's impossible. What are the odds the Cowboys just release Romo? I think there's a chance of that in the offseason.
Yeah, in the offseason, that'll be a discussion.
Because we talked about it a little bit yesterday, what the cap hit would be, and kind of broke that down a little bit. But no, I think it's certainly a possibility. Because most teams aren't going to trade for him. You know what would make the most sense to me? Denver. Now, fitting a $14 million cap hit, I'm sure they could figure out a way to do it.
Right.
But that would be the team that would make the absolute most sense. I also think the Rams would make sense. But now that you've invested a number one pick in a guy, what are you going
to
do?
Right. Hard to walk away.
I'm looking at Russell Wilson and Andrew Luck numbers. And the one thing Russell Wilson does much better than Andrew Luck is take care of the football.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But look at pass attempts.
Yeah, yeah.
One guy is asked to throw the ball constantly.
Yeah, earlier in their careers, Russell Wilson was not asked to do a lot. But now he has 2 interceptions this year. He had 8 last year, whereas Andrew Luck, I'm looking here, and he has 7 this year, 12 last year, 16 the year before. So that's the one thing.
And fumbles, too. You need to include those.
Yeah, that too. Although
that's gotten Russ over the years too.
Russell does take a lot more sacks than Andrew Luck does.
Well, surprising this year because Luck was on a record pace for a while.
He hits 33 right now.
Well, this is the other difference between those two. Russell Wilson has spent his entire career surrounded by quality players, and Andrew Luck has never been surrounded by quality players. So there's an argument for both sides. I wouldn't fault someone if they like Russ better than Andrew Luck. I think Andrew Luck is a special player if he can ever get something put around him. Will that ever happen in Indianapolis? Probably not. And it looks like he's going to be in Indianapolis at least through his prime.
Yeah, and I think the second half of the season is more important for the Colts management team than anybody. Because if this team continues to be doing what it's doing and doesn't show any progress, and I don't know where the progress is going to come from unless Andrew Luck plays out of his mind, which is possible, but he hasn't done it consistently. I think they need to clean house there. And they just don't have many players that you look at and say, you know, we were talking about this with the Texans, like how many Pro Bowlers they have, how many guys who might even be in the Pro Bowl conversation.
Yeah.
You look at Indy, it's hard to find anybody. And it's not just that. It's they've got below average players at a lot of positions. And that's not to defend Andrew Luck. Obviously, Russell Wilson's a big reason, especially without Marshawn Lynch now. Russell Wilson has had to up his game. And when he was hurt, you could tell the difference. You could tell he wasn't the same player. When he's healthy like he is now, not many guys better.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. Russell Wilson has taken he's fumbled the ball more than Andrew Luck has.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Russ has struggled with fumbles in his career, too. Yeah. I think it's because he's got tiny hands.
He does have small hands.
Trump hands.
Yeah, don't say that. That's the president now. You're not allowed to say those things.
President Trump hands. I can say that.
Be respectful. Okay. That's our guy. And speaking of that, I don't know if you saw this. There were like 112 people arrested at a Trump protest in Oregon. First off, quit protesting. You know what? You can protest. You have a thing called a vote. You could have used it.
Yeah.
Half of the 112 didn't even vote. And now you're out protesting who the president is. Go get a job, kids. Jeez. It's embarrassing. Albert. What's up?
Sports
to you.
Hey, what are the odds that Dwight Howard makes the All-Star team this year?
Ooh. That's a good question. I don't know what he's going to be.
Well, you
got to realize there's only 12 spots.
Right. And you also have to factor in the chance of him getting hurt.
Yeah. I'll still go 30%. I'll go less. It's less than 50-50.
Yeah, I would agree. I'll go about, well, I'll say 35%. How's that? What are the odds that A&M versus LSU is a loser leave town match for Sumlin and Orgeron? I'd say the odds are pretty low because Sumlin's pretty safe. Orgeron's the one who's trying to get the job. And the rumors, of course, now Jimbo Fisher has popped up again for that. And it's between Fisher and Orgeron. I like Orgeron. I don't know. It's hard to judge a guy based on an interim coaching situation with teams with a lot of talent.
Yeah.
Where you get a different voice and you get different results. They played a hell of a lot better. But he wasn't very good at Ole Miss. So I almost feel like he's earned a chance. But then, just kind of like Clay Helton did, but then you're LSU. Do you settle for that?
Yeah, that's what I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on what's available. If Tom Herman says no, I mean, maybe you do stick with Orgeron.
Well, I from what I understand, that and the reports are that their number one choice is Jimbo Fisher, and that he was last year as well, and that he's interested. So,
I've heard that too.
I don't know. I mean, it's just a rumor, but that's it hell of a lot more accomplished than Ed Orgeron.
Also, I just pulled up Dwight's numbers this year. I thought he's been playing pretty well, and he is playing relatively well, but he's not playing at an all-star level. I mean, none of his numbers are jumping off the board at me.
Well, I haven't really paid enough attention to what centers over there are playing well. So,
yeah,
Embiid I know has played well in 20 minutes a game.
Yeah,
but I don't know if that's
all star. Well, yeah, remember the all star? It's a vote, you know. So it's hard to imagine that. I mean, maybe Embiid gets more votes than I think, but I just don't think. I know Andre Drummond is. I think, anyway, the best center in the East. Is that Al Horford? I don't know how they're going to look at it. But Andre Drummond, to me, is the best center in the East, the most dominant center right now. Dwight Howard is not what he used to be. I think that he's in a position to shine right now, whereas he wasn't when he was here. I just don't know if it's enough, though.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. What are the odds Wednesday? We'll get to your odds calls when we return. But right now, you got to tell the people about
Man Centers. Fred, if you're having problems with your man parts, you need to go get them checked at Man Centers. There's no shame in it, guys. It happens to the best of us. And the stigma behind it is really unnecessary. I don't really understand why guys feel awkward going to the doctor to get checked out. Last thing you want is for something to get too bad to where it's not manageable. Whatever the case, whatever your male-related needs are, Man Centers is your place. They do the no-scalpel vasectomies, which I can recommend because I had it done, and it worked for me, and it didn't even hurt. If you want to get your vasectomy reversed, you've got some kind of sexual dysfunction or low T, or you want to do a fertility evaluation, STD evaluation, you've got just general pain down there, you're worried about prostate cancer or testicular cancer, Man Centers can check you for all of that, guys. Go during the month of November to have a prostate cancer screening, and a percentage of your copay is going to be donated by Man Centers to the Movember cause that we're working on as well. Go by 9190 Katy Freeway here in Houston, or give them a call, 832-358-8600. That's mancenters.com. You can schedule your appointment online. You don't have to do the awkward meeting with the receptionist. They've got a kiosk there on site as well. It's Man Centers, mancenters.com. Women have OBGYNs. Men trust Man Centers.
I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back. The Blitz is coming to Saloon Door Brewing in Webster tomorrow. Join us as we broadcast live from the brewery beginning at 4. Stay to watch the Houston-Louisville game on the big screen at 7.
Nate Iadigbo, who is James's brother, is a listener of the show.
Indeed. We've exchanged fantasy stuff on Twitter.
Yeah, so the new Buffalo Bills, the great hope. He says, what are the odds the Bills get the wild card now? I'm hoping, but I don't know. I don't know what that team is. They're a really tough team to figure out. I'll go 40%.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to see him back in the league, so good for him.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number, and is that Bedrock City code I was talking about? You can use that in the store, too. Just tell them ESPN, you're going to get 10% off. So if you're going over there today, boom, done. There's a bunch of stuff I want to get to. I just don't think we have enough time in this segment. Let's squeeze a call and we'll jump on it at the top. Let's get George on. What's up, George?
What's going on, guys? Sports.
Sports to you.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on. Go. Sports. Go, man.
Hey, what are the odds the Rockets make an impactful trade that makes them a contender this year?
I'll go 10%. Trades like that don't happen often. And what do the Rockets have to trade that's not named James Harden?
Yeah, I don't think there's enough of an impact player out there that they can get. And to become a contender, you'd need to trade for Russell Westbrook.
Yeah,
and they just don't have the guns to do that. I guarantee they'll make some kind of trade because Daryl Morey always does.
Right, but is it going to be for a game-changing player? I don't think so.
Unless the Sixers decide they want to throw away yet another young guy for a draft pick.
Okay.
But even then, I just don't think that's going to be enough.
Yeah, do the Rockets even have draft picks anymore? I feel like they've traded away all of their draft picks at some point.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, let's do one more. Michael, on What Are the Odds Wednesday. What's up, sir?
Hey, how you doing? Sports.
Sports to you.
I just want to talk about what do you think the odds are that Jared Goff will help the Rams secure a wild card spot this year?
Oh, 0%. Yeah, 0%. That team is they've still got a long way to go. Case Keenum wasn't the only thing holding that team back. Jeff Fisher's not a good coach. That's a big problem. And I think Goff is going to go through some growing pains. This isn't going to be unfortunately for Jared Goff, he's not playing behind the Dallas Cowboys offensive line. So sometimes that makes things easier for a rookie quarterback when you've got, you know, a great outside weapon like Dez Bryant, a great offensive line, a great running back like Ezekiel Elliott, which he will have that, but the rest is just not in place for him.
All right, we got a lot more to get to, and we will jump on that next hour. We'll get more of your phone calls, but right now we're going to talk to Todd Simon from Omaha Steaks, and you've heard me talk about this great deal that they're offering and everything that comes with it. And Todd, I got to say, this is a deal the listeners love. When we did this for Father's Day, people loved it, and it's just, I mean, it's amazing the things that you guys are offering here with Omaha Steaks.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be here, especially as we go into the holiday season. And am I supposed to say sports when I start talking to you guys?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Sports.
Sports to you. That's how it works. And steaks. You know, we're sports and steaks.
Right,
we can do
steaks. That's what I'm going to say. Grill those steaks.
Well, this package is great because you can do it as a gift, obviously. But if you're going to have a holiday party, I mean, there's enough things in here you could feed a bunch of people.
Right, and we've also got, I mean, we've got that great combo that you guys have been offering. And then as we go into Thanksgiving, one of the things that we've done is we've developed a complete package of Thanksgiving dinners. We have one that's got a turkey and all the fixins. We'll serve like 10 people, maybe 12 people. And we've got one that's a ham holiday celebration. It's got an 8-pound spiral sliced ham. Again, all the fixings, including dessert. If you go to omahasteaks.com, we've got both of those, the Thanksgiving dinner and the simple holiday celebration.
And the cool thing about it is you're going to deliver it right to their door, right?
That's right. Everything's delivered. You have everything you need to do the meal from start to finish. I mean, you might have to buy some lettuce or some parsley or something, but beyond that, everything's there. And we provide easy to prepare cooking instructions and lots of great tips. We've also got wines, gift baskets, everything you need to make your holiday great.
So you don't even have to leave the house. You get it delivered right there, and you get great food as well. Todd, appreciate you coming on, and man, love these packages that you guys have on the website, and man, just really appreciate what you guys are doing over there.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, tell all the listeners to go to omahasteaks.com for their holiday gifting and for their home entertaining needs this season.
All right. That's Todd Simon. Todd, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you guys very much.
And the deal we were talking about, $49.99. You get two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, I'm running out of breath, one Omaha steak seasoning kit, and four additional kielbasa sausages for free. You just cannot beat that. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar, add the family gift pack to your cart, and get a 77% savings. Do it. We'll be right back.
ESPN 97.5.